What's the Tea? Brought to you by B-Trans Support and Community with Pride Radio.
Proudly supported by Pride Action North.
Hey everyone, it's Josie.
It's Rose.
And it's Byron.
From B-Trans Support and Community, the peer support service run by trans people for trans people right here in Newcastle. And this is What's the Tea? And today we're talking about New Year's resolutions as trans people.
That's always a fun one.
I hate it. I hate trans. I hate New Year's resolutions. I do. I hate New Year's resolutions. I hate them.
Yes.
I can't stand them. I think I've done them once, and it was like, oh, maybe I'll get more exercise in. And I bought that Ring Fit Adventure for the Switch, and I used it 3 times, and I ignored it for the rest of the year. I don't get the point of New Year's resolutions,
I think,
at all.
Setting, well, it's largely just a goal that you can fulfill at some point during the year. So if you had to pick something out of a hat to do in 2024, what would you do? Generally, in terms of transness,
I don't know.
I suppose if there's one thing you want to do,
ring back my GP.
Nice. You know what? That's seriously genuinely a good one.
Yeah, no, I've been putting off for a while, actually, because I need to ring them back about starting my prescription for HRT.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been putting it off for 2 months now. Because I don't want to sit there on the phone for however many long hours I've got to wait for in the queue for them to be like, oh yeah, no, we haven't done any of the work for it yet.
Yes.
So yeah, no. I feel like my resolution for 2024 would probably be a bit more help at the peer support kind of during B, because mm-hmm. usually I'm quite shy or introverted, and I don't really like going up to say hi, welcome to B. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. Hope you have fun. I'm more of a kind of wait until they come up to me and be like, hey, what's this?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But yeah, I kind of, my resolution would probably be a bit more into peer support at B.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. What would your New Year's resolution be, Byron?
I think just keep going. That's mine.
Honestly, yeah, keep going. That is a mood.
Yeah.
One day at a time, just keep doing it. I think being a bit kinder to myself, I think everyone can
that's
resonate
a good one.
With that.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of anxiety about stuff, and I go, oh no, this person, that person, and what do they think of me? And I'm like, I really wish I could just be like, nah, it's fine. I don't care what you think. I don't care. But also, yeah, being kind to myself and keep going would be one of my things.
That's
maybe
a really good one.
Yeah. I can't really, like, in terms of my transness, I guess, hopefully I'll start hormones. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, yeah.
Or we'll see what happens. But yeah, just keep pushing forward. That's what I want to keep doing.
Mm.
How about you, Rose?
This year's been a fairly interesting one for me, I think. Coming around to the new year, it will have been just a year since I officially got myself onto the never-ending waitlist.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But over the course of this year, since I got myself on the waitlist at the very start, and I've been getting myself more and more involved in the community as much as I can, because personally I find myself quite extroverted and very much a theatre kid and, you know, and things like that. So I think for 2024, I've taken this year sort of to become, you know, comfortable with myself and where I am currently. So the next year, I think I want to start exploring more opportunities. I want to do more in the community, finding ways to represent the trans community better, and things like that. Yeah, like recently I got to do a speech for Trans Day of Remembrance. Being able to take part in that was fantastic.
It was a really good speech as well. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, as was yours.
Oh, thanks.
But having these opportunities to represent the community and be in there and be in the action, I find that extremely gratifying. And that's probably the greatest thing that I've done for myself over the past year.
That's awesome. I mean, that's why I'm like going, keep doing what I'm doing.
Yes.
I feel like my one's a bit rubbish now.
It doesn't have to be complicated.
I thought yours was lovely. I think doing more peer support is exactly what we're talking about, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's the number one thing when it comes to in the community. If you just, you know, have a chat and have a conversation with somebody, that can make somebody's day.
What I find I do is I kind of introduce myself to very few people and then kind of just hang around with them for like the next how many ever years. Yeah.
Do you want to buddy up?
Oh.
Because I'm very extroverted. Oh, I don't know if that's come across.
Really? I could never tell.
And I'm like the designated extrovert for a lot of my introverted friends.
Mm, yes.
And I'll do that for others.
It's good to have a buddy system like that.
Yeah.
It is.
No, I feel like being at B, I'm definitely more kind of open to talk to new people. Because before, where I was living with my parents, I was in the middle of nowhere, I had one friend. So kind of not great support system. So going into B, it's definitely kind of made me more, I don't know, friendly, I guess.
It's because, you know, it's a safe space.
Yeah.
That people get it. You don't have to explain it.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
You just have to go, oh, yeah, this happened. And people go, oh, yeah, that sucks. Or, oh, that's awesome. And there's no need to explain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to make it that for other people as well as myself. So, yeah.
I think that's lovely.
That is lovely.
You don't do yourself down, JC. That is absolutely
amazing.
That is
a lovely resolution, oh. Yes. The year's long. There's a lot to do in it. There's a lot that can be done. There's a lot that may well come to fruition. The world is a big and scary place. All our hope is that the government isn't too scary.
Oh.
Well, that would be good. For 2024, we should all make the New Year's resolution to not ever vote Tory. Ever. Just saying. Or like change this government.
Well, it's hard to vote for a party that are actively proposing for your death. So that's always a...
And then again, there is the smaller parties that you know will never get in
power.
Not
going to be successful.
So
not worth... Yeah.
It's kind of a lose-lose.
It's kind of, Labour's not great for trans stuff either, but it's like the lesser of two evils, which I feel politics is anyway.
We do sort of have to just do that, yes.
Yeah. But for 2024, make the world a little bit more trans-happy. Trans-safe.
Yeah, I think make the world a little bit more safer, happier.
Less
as you
awful.
Say. That is the goal. That's the resolution.
Absolutely.
That's the big resolution.
Yeah.
I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. Because like I said before, the usual ones are like, go to the gym, be a better person. Yeah. People kind of give up on them.
Lose weight. Everyone goes into like a diet craze in January, which I hate. Because everywhere.
Yeah. I suppose my New Year's resolution last year did kind of happen. I did lose a little bit of weight, but that's mainly because I'm walking to work instead of being in the middle of nowhere.
I think one of the reasons that people tend to go for a New Year's resolution so often, and one that, as you say, like with losing weight, it's not particularly complicated. I think just having some sort of set goal for people to adhere to...
Yeah, it makes them feel a bit better.
Actually, yeah, there's like a... If nothing else, a reason to get out of bed.
Yeah.
See, I just feel, for me, sometimes a lot of New Year's resolutions, not all of them, can be quite pressurized, and like people put undue pressures on themselves.
Yes.
And
very much undue unnecessary pressure, yes.
Yeah, and unrealistic pressures as well.
Mm.
And I find this time of year, everyone's all a bit down because it's darker and there's this, that, and the other. And I find like making resolutions at that point might not be the best.
Yeah, probably not.
Plan.
Seasonal depression running through your veins and trying to make something like, ooh.
That vitamin D deficiency is doing nothing for you.
Be a bit happier next year.
Exactly.
No, but, I think, yeah.
Like it's good to have goals. And New Year's resolutions help you give you a place to set that goal up.
But yeah, maybe make them a bit realistic.
Yeah, as if you view New Year's resolutions as a general guidance for how you're going to approach something, doesn't need to be adhered to strictly.
No, like,
it's not
kind of
in stone.
Go outside a bit more.
Go outside a bit more.
Remember to take my antidepressants.
Yeah.
That is a, that's a need. resolution.
Well, yeah.
But yes, resolve to do that, please.
Yeah. Yes, resolve to do that.
Like, start now, Josie.
Yes, probably. Yeah, maybe.
They're tricky.
They're tricky, but they're good to kind of start somewhere.
Well, I've got a question, because this is, have you ever in the past, before you were out as trans, ever done any sort of gender related resolutions? Because I know I have.
Yes.
In the past, when I was much younger, I
actually, yeah,
I have done two on two different levels. One, when I was quite young, I resolved to be like a better quote unquote boy, because my dad didn't have any sons. Only it later turned out he had a son, we just didn't know about him.
Oh dear.
But family drama aside, he didn't have any sons, and I was the eldest. And I thought, oh, it's unfair, and I should be a good boy. And I was like, oh, so I'm going to get into all of these sports, so that, you know. And it's not even that my dad didn't love me, because, you know, he'd never even expressed this was all in my head,
kind of internal. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I need to do this. Like, I mean, I'm into football, I'm into quite a lot of sports, I dabble in and out of them and stuff, and I made this like New Year's resolution that I was going to be a better surrogate son, if you will, for that's, my father.
Oh, that's quite upsetting, to be honest.
Yeah, it is a little bit, isn't
a little
it?
Bit, yeah.
Yes.
But then I've also done the, I'm going, this year I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be 100% behind the woman that I can be. And like, so I'd like gone the other way in sort of.
One has been the opposite direction. So I think in like 2016, I want to say, or 2017, that's when I started questioning my gender, and that's when it kind of scared me. So my resolution one of those years was to grow a bigger beard. And I did.
Oh,
I did
you.
Do that. It was awful. It was dreadful. It looked horrendous. But I was like super masculine. And like trying to like show like, oh, I'm a manly man. Mm-hmm. I've got short
very
back and
much
sides. I've got a beard.
I had long hair, and I never dyed. I got blonde highlights was all I got, and I had strawberry blonde hair down to here. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to do makeup like a proper girl. And I'm going to like, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be sensible, and I'm going to wear more skirts, and it's going to be great. Spoiler alert, no.
Wasn't
yeah,
grand.
Yeah.
Have you had any gendered resolutions, Rose?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, very, very, very unhealthily trying to feminize my body through eating disorders.
Oh, that's not great.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yes, which I know for a fact was a conscious effort in something like a New Year's resolution.
Oh, dear.
But luckily, don't have to actually pretend it's not a problem anymore. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually like, I'm trans. This is like a real thing. And I'm like, I'm chill. You know?
Yes, I do know.
So luckily, I'm not at that same place. I've definitely had a very New Year's resolution-y type goal like that. So not the healthiest thing. Definitely.
Oh dear me.
But
yeah, no, I know that one. I mean, you're not alone. I am aware of other trans people who have done that thing and made it New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
Oh dear.
It's sadly something that can happen, but.
Yes,
yeah.
Worth saying, not recommended.
No, definitely
not recommended.
Definitely
if that's something
not.
That you're doing,
Stop it.
Don't seek help.
Behave.
It's Christmas time. Behave. It's the new
rational.
Year. It's your resolution.
Make your New Year's resolution to healthily pursue
seek help.
Yes.
Your resolutions.
Exactly.
Or goals, if you will.
So that was New Year's resolutions. And if anybody wants any advice, wants to chat, or has any other queries, feel free to follow us on our social media at BTransNB and make sure you tune into the next episode of What's the Tea.
Remember to follow BTransNB on your socials and reach out to us if you have any queries about the services we offer.
What's the Tea? Proudly supported by Pride Action North. Pride Radio.